Welcome to All Caribbean Entrepreneurs. If you've been ready and waiting to take your business digital and get paid online while you sip something strong on the beach, this podcast is for you. We'll hear from the Caribbean's finest entrepreneurs on topics like e-commerce, business development, brand building, social media, their wins and failures. This is the only place in the region helping you navigate the digital age from the Caribbean's perspective. This is Digipreneur FM. And now, let's give it up for the Digiboss himself, Mr. Caron Rose.
Thank you to everybody tuning in to another episode of the Digipreneur FM podcast. And as usual, it is your boy, Mr. Rose. DJ, you gotta fade us all the way out because we gotta talk to the people. It is Saturday, October the 8th, 2022, and we are at episode number 106. Is it 106? Let me just confirm real quick. Nope, 105. See, that's why I always like to check. Episode number 105. 105 episodes of pure goodness. If you are, you know, you're looking at taking your business online, you're looking for digital strategies, you're looking for e-commerce strategies, and you are in the Caribbean or you're trying to, you know, you're on the outside of the Caribbean and you're trying to get a lay of the land and see what's happening within the region, you know, this is definitely the place that you want to be tuned into every single week, because when it's not me, we got other experts that we speak with to drop their knowledge, drop their gems. And, you know, everybody has a different perspective. And, you know, you learn real quick that every region, every country has their own perspective. They have their own things they got to do differently, their own nuances. And there's lessons to be learned in all of that, you know. So I love the fact that when we look at where the content is consumed in well over 110 countries every single month. And when it's not the podcast they're consuming, it's the blogs, it's the YouTube videos, it's the TikTok videos. People are listening into the radio show, Digital World. You know, they're reading the article in the TT Newsday, our Digipreneur column in the Newsday. So we have content in every form or fashion, every medium. You really can't escape the Digipreneur family. And that's by design. That is by design, man. Listen, ending of last year, beginning of this year, I knew that we had to add traditional media into the mix, you know, and really expand our reach and cement, you know, what we're trying to do over at Digipreneur as one of the pillars in digital strategy across the entire Caribbean region. And, you know, that's garnered interest from, you know, businesses in the US, businesses in Australia. Like some of the calls that I get over here to jump in on strategy calls, to, you know, check my schedule to come in for book, to see if we can, you know, when it's on strategy calls, it's, you know, can you come in on this conference, whether it's as a speaker, whether it's just to be in the room or be in the attendance. So it's been pretty good. It's been pretty good. And as we wind down to the end of the year, I'm really, really excited for 2023. 2022 kind of started off a little rocky. I was dealing with some personal stuff, but I think around March, we kind of, the engine started to go, and we've been going full steam ahead ever since. And, you know, the things that have happened this year just been, you know, you can't plan for everything, you know. You start going down this road, you're putting in the work, your head is down, and you have goals in mind, you kind of have an idea, you have a good idea of what you're trying to accomplish, but then in the putting of your head down, grinding, putting in work, planting those seeds, there's just so many other opportunities that get created that you would have just never seen coming. And I'm really thankful. I'm grateful for, you know, all of the opportunities and the people that I have met along this journey during this year. It's been really fun. And I'm honestly, I've been feeling a bit uninspired some days. I've been feeling very uninspired some days. And I've started to realize, you know what? I think I know what is needed to happen for me to pick up that spark. And going out to the Bahamas, being able to work and travel, that gave me that put some gas in the tank. That gave me some more invigoration to kind of, you know, keep pressing on, because again, it was like a whole, every Caribbean country, it's its own culture, right? Has its own nuances, its own problems, its own good stuff happening over there. So I was able to see a lot of things that I would not have seen, you know, if I was not on the ground over there. And just, again, just being in another country, working and travel, I started to think to myself, hey, you know, I think right now at this point in my life, you know, I think this is great. I think being able to work from anywhere, not just work from home. I don't give a damn about working from home. Working from home is nice on a day-to-day, but working from anywhere is going to be the theme of 2023. You know, that's going to be the theme of 2023. I'm going to be out in Jamaica from... I leave in a few days. And I don't know when I'm coming back. So there's some things happening in Jamaica. There's a lot of people I got to see. Shout out to all the Jamaicans. Shout out to all the Jamaicans that I connect with, and I'm excited to come down to Jamaica and meet even more people. I'm going for a couple of events. There's some key people I need to meet. There's some things I need to do out in Jamaica, so I'm excited for that. And like I said, I realized that. While I've been feeling uninspired, I'm not feeling burnt out. It's easy for me to do the work. I think just the mood in Trinidad has just gotten heavy, and it's kind of just been like kind of weighing on me a bit. And I needed to find something to kind of you know what are we? You go through this journey long enough, and at some point you're gonna run into a situation where you feel like you have to be reminded as to why you are doing this, you know, and. I think this year, as the country opened back up, and I'm meeting a lot of the people who might have, you know, been watching my content over the last couple of years, but this is the first time they got to meet me. Meeting them, hearing their perspectives, the appreciation for, you know, what we're trying to accomplish here at Digipreneur, that was good. You see that you're making an impact, so that was good. And then, you know, again, just being able to travel, getting booked for your own brand. There's something that hits completely different, all right? There is something that hits completely different when it comes to traveling for work. Like, if you work for a good company and they have you moving all over the place, you're traveling to different countries for work, no problem. That's dope, right? I think that's dope. Great. I have nothing bad to say about that. There is just something that hits differently when you are building your brand and you are getting booked to travel for your brand. So this is not a company that you're working for, you know, paying for everything or giving you an allowance, you know, and putting you up. And again, you're there on the company's dime. You're there on the company's, under the strength of the company, right? It hits so very differently when it's, hey, we are booking your brand. We need you specifically. We are booking you. We are paying for your flights. We are paying for your hotel. We're paying for your meals. We need you out here. And to have that experience this year for the first time for me. So while I've done gigs in other countries, it's all been virtual. So for this year to be booked in another country under my own name, and for it to happen again, Yeah, it's really hit different. It's been something special. And I'm very grateful for that opportunity. So anyways, moving on from that, right? Again, just giving you guys something to think about. Like, when you're building your brand, you're building your name, these are the opportunities that are going to come your way, right? If you are a barber, if you are a seamstress, if you are, you know, if you're into comics and you know, you're reviewing, you know, Lord of the Rings, you're reviewing comic books, and it doesn't matter what you're doing. Like, when you are in a niche and you're doing it at a high level, you're going to get those calls to say, hey, we need you at Comic-Con. We need you. All right, we are having International Barber Week. We're having a hairstylist competition. We need you to be a judge in LA. Yo, we're flying you out. It hits different when you're getting booked for what you do under your own strength, under your own brand, and that is what we are doing. This, that's part of the reason why we're doing this, right? You're building your name, you're building your brand, so that there's going to be, you know, the personal accomplishments, and then you're going to have the impact that you make on a wider society. But, you know, everybody has that personal goals, right? So, yeah, do your thing. Build your brand, build your name. These are some of the opportunities that are going to come. And I want to see more of the people, more of the entrepreneurs in the region getting booked on your own strength. I want to see you guys getting booked on your own strength. But people have to know about you to want to follow you and see what you're about, and then book you when they follow you long enough, right? So all of the things that we talk about on the podcast and the blogs, the radio show, everything is all digital strategy and tapping into new markets and having people find you, not just within your country. All right. So let's get into, well, it works out that it's a great segue into today's conversation, into today's podcast episode. Today's podcast episode is why your business needs to be Googleable. All right. So today's podcast episode number 105, is why your business needs to be Googleable. And this is something that Caribbean businesses struggle with on a very, like, regional. We struggle being Googleable, right? Now, this is a major gap for many businesses across Trinidad and Tobago and the Caribbean region to a wider extent. Their business cannot be found via the number one way that people learn about businesses today, and that is Google. Think about this for one second, right? Whenever you have a question, your back is hurting. Maybe you need to find out where I can get standing desks from. You know, I want to order a new microphone. You know, who has this particular microphone? The first place that we go is we go on a search engine. We type in our question or queries to see where we can get the information from. If you have a question about insurance, right? You don't want to call into the insurance companies because you know they're gonna hard sell you when you call in. So you want to do some research on your own, right? The first place you're going to go is you're gonna jump on your computer, jump on your phone. You're gonna type your question or query into Google. That is the number one place in the world where we go to start the customer journey. So we type in lower back pain. So we look at the results, right? We type in, you know, benefits of insurance. Why do I need life insurance? Where can I pick up this hair clippers? You know, what is digital marketing? We ask all these questions on Google. And so for context, right, according to Hootsuite's yearly data report for 2021, the most viewed website here in Trinidad and Tobago was Google, followed by YouTube, which is another search engine, and Amazon. And Amazon is also a product search engine, right? Citizens of Trinidad and Tobago for September, just last month, September 2022, visited Google more than 835 million times. What? Trinidad and Tobago alone visited Google last month more than 835 million times. Now, here's the reason why your business needs to be Google. Your business needs to be Googleable, and you need to be showing up on other search engines like Bing or Yahoo, because they don't index social media content. So while they're going to index your name, your username, while they're going to index, like if you type in on Google, Karen Rose, you're going to see all of my social media handles. If you type in any business, you're going to see all of their social media handles pop up. But the individual content doesn't show up for those search queries, right? They do index, like I said, so they do index the usernames, they index the business names, and they, and your social media handles show up, but your content doesn't. So as a business, right? Remember, as a business, chances are most people don't know your name, but what they are searching for is they're searching for their problems, right? The things people have desires, things that they want to achieve. That's what people are searching for. And then whoever shows up in that Google search is typically who is going to get the sale or get the phone call or get the visit to the website or even the physical location. Right? Tell me I'm lying. Tell me I'm wrong. Google says that 63% of all sales start with a Google search. And that 88% of the people who conduct that Google search visit the physical location within 7 days of finding that business on Google. And remember, Google is tracking all of that as well. Right? So this is why it's great that Google is also giving you the tools via Google Business to track how many times people are calling your business, how many times people are visiting your business. Right, you get all of that in a report card at the end of every month, or you could log in on Google Business and you could see what are the calls like, what days are people calling, what times are people calling, the people that are visiting, what areas are they coming from. Like Google is going to give you all of that in your Google Business report card, right? So the shift that businesses need to make now is rather than focusing on ads, they need to start focusing on what exactly are people searching for within our industry. That way we can help them with our content, right? Once we know exactly what people are searching for, then we can start to create the content and information that answers these questions or queries that they have, and doing it on platforms that Google indexes. What you want is anytime your audience or potential customers are going on Google to search for something in your industry, your company should be showing up in the search results, giving people the information they need, and also have your products showing up in the results. The more Google results your content or products are showing up for in the search engines, the more trust you will build with your audience. This is how we go about building organic traffic, which is the most coveted type of traffic in marketing. Right? Organic traffic costs you the upfront investment of creating the content or information, but once it gets indexed by the search engines, it will continue to be shown on Google for years to come. As long as that content remains on your website or on your YouTube channel or any of the platforms that Google is indexing or any of the other search engines are indexing. So a business's goal today needs to be to show up for as many Google searches in their industry. That way, whatever your audience is searching for, your brand is a part of the results. This is gonna be how you establish trust with your audience and also increase the traffic to your platform. The more traffic your site can bring in, this will give you the ability to build your email list, your push notification list, and also help build things like your pixel pool. So you know how you have the Facebook pixel. It's a little piece of tracking code. Anybody that visits your website, the tracking code gets tagged to that site visitor. And then when you create your audience in Facebook, you can use your pixel pool, your Facebook pixel data to say, hey, Facebook, look at all of the people who visited my website within the last 180 days or 90 days or whatever you want, right? Or visited this particular page on our website and match up that site visitor to the people's Facebook profile. And you could turn that into an audience. And that is how you're going to be able to retarget them. So if you've ever felt like, yo, you visited a website and now you're seeing that brand everywhere, it's because they have different tracking pixels on their website that have tagged you, and now they can retarget you across the entire internet, all right? So, but again, you have to get people to your website in order for the retargeting strategy to work. How do you get people to your website? Again, being Googleable, creating the right content for the right people at the right time, all right? So I know your question is, well, how do I know what people are searching for, right? And without getting into, you know, all the tools and different things, one of the simplest ways to find out what people are searching for over the last 7 days within your country is to go on Google, go into the search bar and just type in a word, and then you're going to see the auto suggestions come up, and it's going to come up in the form of a drop down. And those are the questions that are currently trending in your particular country. So that's free. So you don't need no fancy tools. Again, there are tools that are going to give you, a thousand times more data. Sure. But for our purposes today, like just getting started, if you just need to figure out, you know, what are some of the things that people are talking about that I could create content on, the easiest thing to do is jump on Google, type in a word within the Google auto, within the Google search bar, and Google auto suggest is going to take over, and it's going to show you the top trending searches within your country over the last 7 days. And then you could take those questions or those queries or things people are looking for and turn that into content. All right. And once you turn that into content, that's going to be a step in the right direction on being Googleable, right? That's one of the first steps. It's part of the market research. You need to be able to know exactly what people are looking for and then turn that into content, right? And learning how to be Googleable is how you're going to be able to start taking market share away from your competitors and also start showing up where they are not. You're going to be more strategic than your competitors. Social media in the Caribbean is crowded. It is crowded. There are thousands of videos being uploaded by the minute. But still, damn near no businesses are showing up on Google. And this is the gap that we need to be taking full advantage of, especially if we want to start getting international clients. When I was in the Bahamas, we had about like five flights, you know, touch down the same time as me. And usually I have my headphones in. I don't want to listen to the conversations happening around me, but I just got a nudge to say, yo, take off the music. Where I'm in a crowded line, there's hundreds of people. Listen. And it was a lot of foreigners, right? It was a lot of foreigners from all different ethnicities. So take the music off and just kind of listen. And I'm listening, I'm eavesdropping on conversations. And, you know, it was great that I did that because everybody's talking about, you know, where they're staying in the Bahamas, who's flying to a different island, what are the things they're going to be doing. People are talking about restaurants. And when restaurants are being talked about or when activities are being talked about, the first thing foreigners are doing is picking up their phone and they're Googling. Where is this? Let me read some reviews. Let me look at some pictures. You have to keep in mind that Google is the number one place for discovery, especially in the Caribbean, because for the most part, while we would have heard about the study where Gen Z in the US is using TikTok for the first time more than Google to learn about places and things, that's not true of the Caribbean. Google is still the number one place by far in the Caribbean, in the entire Caribbean. Like when I looked at the data for each island, Google is still by far the number one most used platform, right? the number one most used platform. And on top of that, again, because they are a true search engine, when you have foreigners touching down in your country, they're not going to see TikTok content. They're not going to see local TikTok content. The TikTok algorithms and the Instagram algorithms are going to be showing them what they have been accustomed to seeing. The TikTok algorithms, the social media algorithms, are going to be showing them what they are accustomed to seeing. So when they touch down in the airport, when they finally, you know, go to the hotel and they settle down and they're trying to look for restaurants, they're Googling restaurants near me. So when I was doing the workshop at the conference, and we were doing the market research, when we were looking at data on restaurants, because we had a few restaurant owners in the audience. When we were looking at restaurant data, the number one search query in the Bahamas for the last 30 days was restaurants near me. And again, you have the cruise ships coming in. So every single day in Bahamas, cruise ships are coming in and they leave at nighttime, but they get to disembark. Then you have all these flights coming in. And people want to experience the local culture. So they're looking, restaurants near me. Food near me. Like, it's all actionable queries. Well, a lot of it was actionable queries to find things in their surrounding environment. So if your business isn't showing up in the search results, then you're just missing out on the biggest platform that people use for discovery. So I was there and I'm like, yo, there are just some basics that Bahamian businesses need to do that they could double the traffic to their store easily, like bare basics, like even just setting up a Google business profile and doing that properly is going to help you get up in Google search. And you're going to be showing up on Google Maps. You're going to be showing up on Google search. People can learn about your business. They could see your products. They could see any events you're having, sales, if they have to book or reserve something. You know, Google integrates, but then also too, Google has the messaging platform built right in. So people can message you directly from Google, and it's going to show up on, well, they took down the Google Business app. So now it's going to show up in your Google Maps app, right? The messages I'm talking about. But people are going to be able to contact you immediately with questions without having to go through the ring around a rosy of going to your website, without having to, you know, go find you on social media. And then we know that social media isn't built for, you know, new people to message you just so. Once somebody new messages you that's not following you, it's going into the spam, it's going into message requests, and those things are the easiest things to miss, right? So you have to think about that, especially as we are in the Caribbean and we have foreigners, visitors coming to our shores every single day. So even when you're thinking to yourself, oh, you know, my customers, you know, are, you know, they don't use technology or they don't Google or whatever. Well, you still have people that are coming in that want to discover you. And there are people that are looking for what you have to offer, but they can't find you. And social media, while it's great for, you know, to experience a brand, there are better ways to be discovered than social media. And so that's why the number one way that a customer journey starts is through a Google search. And then you see results come up. You read a blog. You watch a YouTube video. Remember, podcasts get indexed as well. You might even find a podcast via the channel. And then you're like, okay, I just skimmed through this person's blog. This person's blog seems like they've answered my question. Let me go and check them out on social media. Let me see what they got going on over there. Oh, okay, they got more content over here. And they go and follow you. Or they reach out. So that's how that customer journey works. And that is why your business needs to be Googleable. Right? This podcast, this episode is not going to be a long episode. I just wanted to kind of break down as to why your business needs to be Googleable and answer that question. It's the number one way to be discovered. And you are a business owner. The way that businesses get discovered versus content creators is very different. a content creator creates their content, could be a skit, could be whatever, right? They're going to create their content. They're going to push it out. And you have to remember that their hope is that they go viral and they get shares. And that is how they get discovered, which is great, dope for them. But as a business owner, we cannot fall into that same trap, right? We cannot fall into that same trap. If you create some good content and it goes viral, great, dope. But that's not the average way that people discover businesses. The way that businesses get discovered is typically through search engines because people are searching for their problems or they're searching for their desires. Hey, what can you do in the Bahamas? People are going to search for that. What restaurants are around me? They're going on Google to ask that. And then from what they see as a result on the search engines, that starts the customer journey. So for businesses do not need a large social media following. What you need to be doing is you need to be as Googleable as possible. For every single question and query that happens in your industry, your business needs to be showing up. That is how you're going to build trust with your audience. That is how they're going to discover you. So for content creators, they make their content, they put it out, they want the shares, they want to go viral. Cool. For business owners, you need to be creating content on searchable, on searchable platforms like Google, like any of the search engines. And you need to be creating the content that people are looking for, where your products or services is the solution to their questions and queries. That is how businesses need to be discovered. And that is why it is so important for your business to be Googleable. We need to find you. So when I type in, how do I have lower back pains, or how do I solve lower back pains? I need to see a doctor, a chiropractor. I need to see your content saying, hey, we got some tips for lower back pain. If these don't help, you can book a call with us. And that's how you build that trust. That is how people are going to find you, book that call, and come in for your services. All right? Yes, you still got to do your social media content because you're going to nurture your community. You're going to build that community there. But that discovery happens for business owners through searchable platforms like Google. And that is why you need to be Googleable. And that being said, I want to help you be Googleable. If you would love to learn how to get your business Googleable, try saying that 10 times fast. Googleable, Googleable, Googleable. I can't do it. If you would love to learn how to get your business Googleable, learn the strategies needed for your brand to become the top resource for clients, and also learn about all the ways Google pulls info from to index so you can show up in various formats for your clients, then I got something for you. Because on Saturday, October 15th, 2022, I will be having a workshop called Becoming Googleable. Surprise! Becoming Googleable. This is for businesses, entrepreneurs, advocates, influencers, even employees who are looking to build their names and land a new job should attend this workshop, all right? The workshop is going to cost $45, or if you're in Trinidad and Tobago, 300 TT. And you're going to be able to get all of the information at KarenRose.com. I'm going to link the workshop inside the show notes so you guys can go and check it out. $45, 300 TT dollars. Learn all the different strategies as to how to be Googleable. I'm going to be showing you guys all of the different ways that Google pulls data from. What platforms are they indexing? How do we go about finding exactly what people are looking for and then turning that into content? But then you need to understand, well, what are all the places that Google is getting their information from? That way, okay, now that we do the research, we know what we have to do, or we know what our people want, and we know how to turn into content. Then we need to understand, you know, okay, what format do we need to put these pieces of content in so that our businesses can have our content found, and we can be Googleable for not our just our business name, but we can be Googleable for our content. Because like I said, unless you are a celebrity, nobody's Googling your name or nobody's Googling your business name. What they are typically Googling is their problems or their desires. And you need to be showing up for that. So once that content is showing up on the search engines, that's how people are going to discover your business, establish trust, and then they're going to start to check out your social media platforms, and then they're going to work their way to the other platforms, right? But that's why, you know, how we approach the digital game is very different as a business owner versus a content creator. And I think the biggest problem that we have is that too many businesses are thinking like content creators. Yes, a business needs to be a content creator. You have to create content, but you cannot be thinking like a content creator when it comes, or you cannot approach content and you cannot approach social media like a content creator. It's got to be different, right? So while they're doing it, hoping for to go viral, and they don't really have any business, you know, outcomes that they're looking to get, we do. We need money. We're trying to get our bills paid. We have products, services to sell. We're here for business. But you can't be jumping on social media and hard selling. No, you need to be educating us and entertaining us. Nurture your community, right? Once we build that trust with you, then we want to do business with you. We want to follow your business because you have all the helpful information for that specific space. And if you like that specific space, you're going to follow along. The answer is not to, you know, continuously book influencers and have them make funny skits just for awareness. Like I said, awareness is the lowest hanging fruit when it comes to marketing KPIs. That is the lowest hanging fruit. And you don't need influencers to get awareness. Sure, you're going to be able to spread your message wide. But the difference is when you are Googleable, you are showing up for the exact person who needs your product and service, or who has questions relevant to you at the exact moment they need you. And that's the difference. And that is why you need to be Googleable. All right. So that's it for today's episode. Again, October the 15th, that's a Saturday. The workshop is going to be 3 hours long from 10 a.m. Atlantic Standard Time to 1 p.m., right? And that's Atlantic Standard Time. I'm going to link the workshop in the show notes. And yeah, you guys come through, check it out. It's going to be a lot of fun. Very, very informative. I'm really excited about this workshop because this is still a major, major gap. And if we want to set up our 2023 to have a great year to start, then we need to implement these things now. All right. So if you are not following me over on social media right now, go check out Karen Rose on all platforms, whether it's TikTok, Instagram, Facebook, LinkedIn. I'm most active on LinkedIn, Instagram, and TikTok as well. So you guys can check me out there. You guys can also go visit the KarenRose.com website to learn more about building your platforms and monetizing your platforms as well. Don't forget, you guys can also check out the digipreneur.fm website. Subscribe to the email list. Subscribe to the push notification list so you stay up to date on all things related to the podcast. And if you enjoyed the podcast, please drop a rating on the podcast, whether it's on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google Podcasts. Rate the podcast. The ratings help, you know, build the podcast, grow the podcast all over the world. And if you really enjoyed the episode today, drop a review. I love to hear from you. I love to see your feedback and what you guys think of the podcast and any suggestions. You guys can drop them in the reviews. The reviews also help grow the Digipreneur FM podcast for people who, you know, maybe they want to check it out and they want to see the reviews to see whether it's going to be worth their time. The reviews help tremendously. So if you love me, if you really, really love me, if you love me, drop a rating. But if you really love me, drop the review as well, all right? I don't ask for much. But drop a review. I would greatly appreciate it, all right? So that is it from me today, folks. Have yourself a wonderful, wonderful weekend, and I will see you guys in the next episode, all right? It's me, Mr. Rose. This is the Digipreneur FM podcast, and take care.
You've been listening to the Digiboss, Karen Rose. We hope your notepad was filled after this episode. Make sure to like, rate, and review the show. The learning doesn't stop, folks. And to make sure you don't miss any gems from the Digiboss, go over and follow him on all social media platforms at Karan Rose. Folks, don't just sit there with a notepad. We need you to implement at least one thing into your business before the next episode. That's the only way your business levels up. Thanks for listening to Digipreneur FM. Now go be great.